Acts chapter 12, verse 24. But the word of the Lord grew and multiplied. Do you remember what that adversative but refers to? King Herod has reached out with violent hands to oppress Christianity. He struck off the head of the Apostle James. He's planning to do the same with Peter on the 14th anniversary of the execution of Jesus. The Jewish leaders can't wait. Herod is counting the moments. Peter is in jail. Satan is using Herod to destroy Christians' trust in Jesus. Satan is planting doubt whether Christian prayer ever does any good. Your prayers didn't help James, he whispered in their ears. He's dead. It's not going to help Peter. He'll be dead soon. Quit wasting your breath. But the word of the Lord grew in their own hearts, and they kept praying. In Jesus, they understood that God's love is not determined by whether all our troubles go away, but by Jesus' cross. God's love is not measured by whether we get everything we want in this world, but by Jesus' promise. Most assuredly, I say to you, John 16, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. So they prayed, but they also assumed that Peter would be dead the next day. And so when Peter knocked on the door, Rhoda, in shock, left him standing outside, went and reported inside, and they insisted it's got to be Peter's angel. And yet they were praying. They were praying for Peter's faith and their own, that it might remain confident in Jesus' victory. Though they were wrong in insisting it's got to be his angel, nevertheless, it was a beautiful confession. Even in that darkest hour, they believed that in, with, and through one word, Jesus. Every child of God has his angel beholding the face of the Father in heaven. And that angel was ready to come and carry also Peter into the Father's eternal bosom in heaven. With such trust in Jesus' victory over Satan, we also can confidently affirm Satan's judged. The deed is done. One little word can fell him. Satan is using Herod to plant doubt also about whether Jesus really won that victory. Jesus can't give you life. Look at James is dead. Peter will be. Quit wasting your hope on a life that doesn't exist. But the word of God was growing in their hearts, so they kept praying. Were their prayers for James in vain? Absolutely not. He is with the Lord in eternal victory, waiting for you and me and the rest of believers to join Jesus in that new heavens and new earth. The sword did not separate James from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. It consummated that union. Jesus has so completely blotted out the sinful record that stood against me and you and James, that no accusation can be made against that one word, Jesus. Through his death on the cross, he's completely paid the guilt of all your sins. They are forgiven. He conquered Satan, who held the power of death, to give you life. Through Jesus, they understood, we understand, that lasting life is not found in a world that is dying, but only in Jesus' undying word. John 11, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet he shall live. Each time a James, a believer, dies, one word, Jesus, ushers them into victory. For Satan is judged. The deed is done. One little word can fell him. Satan still wants to destroy our trust in Jesus. With all the troubles and the evil that we experience, he whispers in our ear, Jesus obviously isn't controlling anything. Why do you waste your trust on him? He can't help you. But the word of the Lord is growing in your hearts. And Jesus also gives us glimpses at times that in fact the kingdom and the power and the glory are his. The night before Peter's execution, Jesus dispatched his angel. Came to a rather locked down situation. Not only did they have the guards at two stations outside the jail, they also had guards chained to Peter. This is for one man who's already locked behind bars and chained to a great block. But that didn't stop Jesus' angel. He came, guards, unaware. The chains fell off. The first automatic door opened. Peter, in shock, has to be addressed like a little child. Peter, get up. Get dressed. Put your cloak on and follow me. But Peter lives. Not so good for Herod. God struck him and he was eaten alive by worms. Unfortunately, like Peter and Rhoda, when Jesus knocks saying, trust me, we often also in shock just look at the problem and think it can only be solved by me, myself, in my own way. When there is only one word that gives eternal confidence. Jesus. In him, you can have confidence. Prayers accepted. Sins forgiven. Life given. Satan's judged. The deed is done. One little word can fell him. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 262, stanzas 2 and 3.
With might of arms, with no heart beat on. Is good.